Let's go to now, because you are listening to the Monday Morning After Show, in case you didn't know. And we've leaked into Zeke's arts review. And well, I'm sorry about that, Zeke, but I thought it was
That's
relevant
fine.
With the art of the present moment.
Do I look stressed out?
Not at all, but...
Do I look worried?
You take it quite well.
How do you, or what is your opinion about the art of the present moment? And of course, the arts review that you do, actually. How do you tie that in with your own reviews?
That's way too general. You should know by now. I only deal with specifics. At which point, the specific stuff I want to talk about, well, I'll first ask you a question. Do you want the good, do you want the great, or do you want the absolutely and utterly horrible?
I want the great.
You want the great. Okay, the great.
And then after the great, the horrible, and then the one that's in between.
I don't know if we have enough time for that.
Well, let's get rolling.
The great stuff. At the Bibliothèque Nationale, the Grande Bibliothèque, the one that the glass keeps falling off, and at which point there are tons of people and stuff like that. But downstairs in their basement, they have a show by this woman, Monique Charbonneau. Yes. I probably need another coffee.
Monique,
yes. And she's a printmaker who's been around since her first solo exhibition was 1963, so she's been making art for 46 years. And it was absolutely breathtakingly gorgeous. She makes prints of all various types. I'm not entirely convinced that her paintings, which are mostly in acrylic and stuff like that, are as kick-ass, but her prints are just like, I don't know, I had to pick my jaw up off the floor numerous times. It was so good that the guard who was following me around as I went to look at each print and stuff like that didn't even annoy me. And at which point I said, calm, be Zen-like, no, be Dalai Lama-like, be Buddhist-like.
And the art of the present
moment. Exactly, and at which point, no, it's absolutely, and there it's the sort of thing where it occurred to me that Monique Charbonneau is probably representative of everything that is both good and bad about Quebecois art. Because it is the sort of thing you look around and there in on the tags, anytime you go into a museum or anything like that where it's a public exhibition, they have on the tag where the piece of art came from. And so if you remember the recent Claude Toussignon show at the Musée d'Art Contemporain, 90% of it was actually donated by the artist. At which point that means he's got a whack of stuff hanging out in his studio. And it's the same sort of thing with Monique Charbonneau as well. Although her stuff being prints, they're basically pieces of paper, so it's a lot easier for storage. But it's the sort of thing where you realize, okay, so they have an awful lot of their own stuff, which means that, okay, it's great if you're their friend, you get to see their stuff and everything like that. But my understanding is that art really needs to be seen by people. And Monique Charbonneau has been supported graciously by numerous levels of government and so on, because since she has all her art in her own studio and keeps a lot of it, that means that she hasn't been selling it. And so the way that she paid the rent and got food in her belly and everything like that to be a upstanding member of society was by teaching at UQAM and occasionally getting grants and so on and so forth. And to me, it's like, yeah, one of the reasons why I thought it was such an amazing and spectacular show was because I'd never heard of her before. And if you don't see it, you don't get the stuff exhibited out there, or it's exhibited up in Bay St. Paul and once every 3 years, then at which point, how are you going to get people to know about it when it is absolutely spectacular, gorgeous, and breathtaking? And so at which point, yes, that was the absolutely incredible. They even have a catalog that I'm looking forward to slobbering all over and memorizing just about every single word in it, and burning the images of the prints into my brain physically if necessary. That catalog is available for a little bit too much money, but given that the exhibit itself is for free, well worth it. And again, it's at the Grand Bibliothèque. It's up until something like August, so you have absolutely no excuse to miss it. One of these upcoming rainy days, truck down to the library and see it. So now you want to hear about the absolute horrible? There, it's actually art of the moment. Because it is at the Biennale. It's part of the Biennale thing, and it's one of these things that's been getting absolutely amazing, phenomenal amounts of press. I heard about them on CJD, heard about them on CBC, read about them in all sorts of papers and stuff like that. And I'm certain they had a grand old time down at L'École Bourget for the vernissage on Friday. However, it's the Good Conspiracy. And if they say that they're doing like this thing in between Sherbrooke and Mount Royal, where apparently there are these speakers that then shout out at you all sorts of niceties, In actual fact, there are six speakers in between Rachel and Marianne. They're on the east side of the street, and nobody knows that they're there. Yesterday, I went out specifically looking for them, walked up and down Saint Laurent twice. And it's the sort of thing where I went specifically because every day I normally walk up and down Saint Laurent twice, and I realized, where are they? I've heard about this stuff. Can't find it. So then suddenly I came across this stencil on the sidewalk. It had something about the good conspiracy, le conspiracy du bien. And saw up, oh, there's a speaker. Then listened. And I listened. And nothing happened.
But maybe that's what the point is.
No. The whole point is that you're supposed to, when you walk into their, speakers that are activated by movement, and when you walk into their sort of area, they then say something about how wonderful things are, how good everything is.
Oh, I see.
But they're silent. And it was...
I'm sorry.
Maybe there's nothing, absolutely nothing good to say. That's why.
No. There, I think it is more a case of them just sort of their ideas getting ahead of them, because then they also have like this website that the first thing that comes up when you enter into it is that you're not registered. And I don't understand that, why you have to register. Then also it's the sort of thing where, as far as looking up the website, you put in Goods Conspiracy into Google and they're number 50. You got to click through five pages in order to figure out, oh, there they are. And then, on Twitter, they have three followers, five followers. They have seven different Twitter channels, and at which point they don't have more than 15 followers total. It's a sort of thing where, just as far as a concept, it is cool. As far as a reality, it is absolutely horrible, because there's absolutely nothing that's happening.
Aren't you supposed to do that? I heard you're supposed to put something, like when you're near, you're supposed to give your positive.
And at which point, so if given that they got probably about $10,000 to $15,000 from various levels of government to do it,
geez,
they want me to give them more. At which point, they got the money. At which point, make sure that something's up there. So at which point, if nothing's up there, then they're just taking the money and running. And at which point, it's a horrible, horrible fail. I give them an F. I give them a big, fat raspberry. And at which point, on top of it, I want to know how much the city spent in order to just install those speakers. What happens to them when they're gone? They look like really fancy, expensive speakers. Then the stenciling on the sidewalk, there's the stenciling about the anti-tar sand stuff, which I think is a better and way more effective use of stenciling on the sidewalk. And Democracy Now yet, then at which point I probably should end this rant and just say the conspiracy of good is bad.
Well, thanks, Zeke.
No problem.
For giving us that,
they have waterproof speakers.
What's going to happen to them afterwards? Who gets to keep them?
Well, while you discuss that, we will continue this Zeke's Arts Review with your third one, of course. Third's review, we'll do it after 8:35, after Zareen's Cricket Report, as well as we're going to go to Rachel's art piece as well.
Oh, you got lots of art today.
I do, and that's why it'll tie in with that. So we'll talk with you again after 8:30.
I'm feeling a little bit sort of, I thought I was special.
You are.
Now I'm just generic.
Yeah. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! Headlines. You're listening to the Monday Morning After Show on CKUT 90.3 FM. Too much motion in this station. What's going on?